Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning the 24th of March. Tim Easterby provided the only Northern Train winner at the Cheltenham Festival recently in Hawke High, and the man who trains at Great Hampton near Malton produced another significant winner over jumps last Saturday when Run Rutschen's Run, ridden by Dougie Costello, landed the European Breeders' Fund Mares Novices Hurdle, a listed race at Newbury. Run Rutschen's Run had won twice over Timber this season at Wetherby, and she just held on to deny the Pirates' Queen by a short head. On the all-weather track meeting at Lingfield Park, Stepper Point, trained at Lambourne by Willie Muir, won the listed race for sprinters, and Yorkshire racegoers remember the gelding winning the Beverley Bullet sprint stakes last season on the Westward at Beverley, another listed race. The Winter Derby last Saturday went to the Newmarket-trained Robin Hood's Bay. Well, this coming weekend signals the start of the 2014 British flat season on turf, with a tremendous two-day meeting at Doncaster on Saturday and Sunday. Before that, there's a seven-race programme over jumps at Wetherby on Friday, starting at 2:20. It's the annual Wear a Hat Day, supporting the charity Brain Tumour Research. Then we have a full weekend of racing at Doncaster, as a new British flat season on turf gets underway. There are seven races on both days, with the action on Saturday beginning at 1:30, while Sunday's programme, Mother's Day Family Fun Day, starts at 2:15. The William Hill Lincoln Handicap, a famous heritage handicap over the straight mile, which traditionally begins the new flat season, is the highlight on Saturday, offering prize money of £100,000. One of the main betting heats of the British season, the race was first held at Doncaster in 1965. And the last two winners, Levitate last year and Bray Hill in 2012, are both trained at Malton and are likely to feature in Saturday's renewal. Indeed, Levitate will attempt to become the first horse to win back-to-back victories in the race since Babur achieved the feat in 1957 and 1958 at the now-defunct Lincoln Racecourse. Bray Hill finished a very close third in last year's race. Also prominent in the anti-post betting market is Whispering Warrior, the recent winner of the Lincoln Trial on the all-weather surface at Wolverhampton. Saturday's action also features the William Hill Spring Mile, the £45,000 consolation race for horses entered for but eliminated from the big race, while the Camish Trophy, a listed race for talented sprinters over six furlongs, is also featured. The opening race on Saturday is the Doncaster Mile, a listed race supported by William Hill, while precocious two-year-olds make their debuts on turf in the Brocklesby Condition Stakes, the traditional contest at this meeting for juveniles under the patronage of William Hill. Other highlights on the opening day are the Park Hill Hospital Maiden Stakes for three-year-olds and the Harriet de Vere Powell Handicap Stakes for apprentice jockeys. The latter race launches the Go Racing Yorkshire Future Stars Apprentice Series, a series of nine races for young riders on the Yorkshire racecourses, now in its second year, which concludes at Doncaster in November. William Hill also put their name to three races on Sunday, including the Doncaster Shield, a conditions contest over a mile and a half. The Crown Hotel Bawtry supports a middle-distance handicap race for gentlemen amateur riders, while maiden three-year-olds take part in the John Smith's Maiden Stakes. The Brain Tumour Research Handicap Stakes for three-year-olds and the Universal Recycling Handicap Stakes are both held over the extended mile and a quarter. Well, to celebrate the start of the flat season, the Doncaster Racecourse team are championing the flat cap by donning the William Hill branded flat caps. During the opening day, over 1,000 limited edition flat caps will be distributed to racegoers who will be invited to upload photos of themselves wearing the headgear to the William Hill Twitter page using the designated hashtag #TheFlatIsBack. The best ones will get retweeted and have the chance to win an iPad mini. Well, in recognition of Mothering Sunday, families are very much to the fore on Sunday with a host of attractions for young racegoers, including appearances by Katsuma and Poppet from the Moshi Monsters. And racegoers can treat their mothers to a special three-course lunch in the Mallard restaurant. So plenty going on at Doncaster. Enjoy your racing.